Hello, and welcome to our program, Senior Living, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I'm Chrissy Mernon. During this next half hour, I'm reading articles from AARP Magazine here on OWL Radio. And we start with the cover story and the editorial. Between us, Robert Love, Editor-in-Chief, Big Country. The all-American musical style has grown and changed along with the nation. It's time we paid tribute to this vibrant and still evolving art form. Country music was on the record player in our home, but it had to fight for its turn. With five kids raised on rock and roll and, yes, one stereo, music often sparked a family feud. My father was a big fan of country and western, as it was called back then, and eventually I became one too, but we arrived at our uneasy alliance after traveling different roads. My dad, a World War II veteran, loved Eddie Arnold, the Tennessee Plowboy. Starting in 1945, Arnold released a series of sweet, earnest recordings for a war-weary Greatest Generation. Later, as country shrugged off its hillbilly past and got sophisticated, the Plowboy turned crossover crooner found his biggest audience with hits such as Make the World Go Away, released in 1965. This lovely record was polished to a sheen by Nashville studio geniuses who layered on strings and backup singers. That style later evolved in a slick country-politan, easy listening music that I sneered at. As unfair as this youthful judgment was, Arnold scored 92 top 10 hits, with 28 of them reaching number one, and he was honored in 2008 as Billboard's number one country artist of all time. To me, he was strictly Squaresville. I found my country on the hippie folk rock trail. The Beatles, great appreciators of American culture, were devotees of twang. On the Help soundtrack album, Ringo Starr covered a Buck Owens song, Act Naturally, and George Harrison played the solo on his Gretsch Tennessean guitar. 5 years later, the Grateful Dead's classic album, Working Man's Dead, convinced me to go out and buy a five-string banjo and to fall in love with the Foggy Mountain Boys and bluegrass. It's funny how age can broaden your musical taste, and it wasn't too long before I could listen respectfully to Eddie Arnold while my father could hum Beatles tunes. In this issue, we're doing our first ever tribute to country music. The package starts on page 34 and features interviews with top country stars and famous fans like Ringo. As you'll see, our point here is country today is big and wide, with deep roots in our American story. It has evolved mightily from its dual origins in Southern blues and mountain music, a big bang of immigrant, Native, and African-American cultures. Along the way, it spun off folk, bluegrass, outlaw, alt-western swing, and modern radio-friendly Nashville, as well as Johnny, Dolly, Willie, Garth, and other icons who have forged their own brands. As our century rolls on, country has grown more diverse. The biggest-selling country single of all time is Lil Nas X duet with Billy Ray Cyrus' Old Town Road. Lil Nas X is a young, gay, African-American of great talent and drive, and he's just one of the acts who are making this big, welcoming, and fully American art form bigger and more welcoming. Kane Brown is another artist emerging from this new generation. Time magazine named the biracial singer one of the most influential people in the world in 2021. Brown told us that he foresees a bright future for country music. People are opening their eyes, ears, and hearts, he says. As another barrier breaker, fellow country artist Darius Rucker has said, Kane is setting the bar so high for the next generation, I hope the kids see him and now think, I can do that. So we go to page 36, Our Song for America. Four generations of country stars share with us what they treasure most about our nation. We Can Speak Our Truth by Loretta Lynn. Freedom for me was what I learned coming up from the holler, though I might not have known it as a young girl. It was freedom to do as you wanted, love as you wanted, and say what you wanted, even though some people might not like it. Record producer Owen Bradley allowed me to write and sing as I believed. Yes, some radio stations were not playing those songs at first, like Wings Upon Your Horns and Rated X, but they became hits anyway. I never intended to be some woman activist, but I guess a lot of people related to it. So that freedom for me was freedom for a few others, as told to Alana Nash. Loretta Lynn, 90, grew up in Butcher Holler, Kentucky, and became the first woman in country music to receive a certified gold album. We Rise Together by Willie Nelson. America, I was born during your Great Depression of the 1930s, so I had some early experience with hard times. My sister Bobby and I were raised by our grandparents. For Thanksgiving one year, we split a can of soup. Now, hard times have come again once more. We are trying to hold on to each other and to your great American dream for every person. We're trying to find what unites us, to remember our shared beliefs in family, in love, and in your democratic ideals, so we can come through as a stronger America. If we don't find what unites us, we will again be a house divided. We tried that in the 1860s, and 600,000 Americans died fighting each other. That should be our reminder that we need to get our S together and remember the ways we are alike rather than focusing on the ways we're different. Excerpted from Willie Nelson's Letters to America. Strangers Are Welcomed by Shania Twain. I left Canada really with nothing and came to the U.S. looking for a future. I had no parents after they died in a car crash. Luckily, I was embraced by mentors who would invite me to their house on weekends to be with their family. We'd play guitar and sing. They cooked Southern food. I was welcomed on a personal level, which gave me a good impression of America. As Shania Twain, 56, plans a new album, her Las Vegas residency runs through September 10th. We Have Choices by Wynonna Judd. I was doing a show and getting ready to sing one of my hits. A man gave me flowers. He was from somewhere like Iran, and he said, "We were not allowed to listen to music on the radio." I said, "What do you mean?" I had no idea where to go with that kind of comment. This guy blew the doors off when he said that. I looked at him and said, "Oh my God, tell me more." He said, "You don't know what it's like to not be able to listen to music." I don't. To be an American means I will never have to think about what it's like not to have choices. I think the song I was about to sing was "She Is His Only Need," ironically. Now a solo artist, Wynonna Judd, 58, was recently inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame with her late mother, Naomi, as the Judds. We Value Hard Work by Kane Brown. I've gotten to tour all over the U.S. and internationally. There are so many communities across the U.S. that, while people might not have the town name memorized on a map, have been some of my favorite places to visit. They have a pride of home and sense of community and helping and looking out for each other. I have a song called Famous Friends with Chris Young that talks about this. All these people you grow up with that are staples in your life and famous to you day to day. I thought about this a lot this year with all of the local heroes and frontline workers who went to work every day in their hometowns too. Kane Brown, 28, was the first artist to top all five of Billboard's main country charts at the same time. Our Founders Were Brilliant by Clint Black. It all really stems from the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the idea that this was a new thing in the world. They called it an experiment, but it was a lot of brilliant people who had seen how things had gone wrong elsewhere. They created this thing that could be self-correcting. They put in mechanisms to keep it from going too far astray. You, as an individual, for the first time in history, have a chance to make positive changes to the country you were born in. That's a big reason for me to be glad to be born in the U.S. Clint Black, 60, resumes his mostly hits and the misses tour this fall with wife Lisa Hartman Black. He hosts Talking in Circles with Clint Black on the Circle Network. We Honor Our Protectors by Barbara Mandrell. I appreciate when someone says to one of our veterans, "Thank you for your service." These people give everything and live to defend and protect our nation, and their families have to sacrifice just as much. Our first Christmas as man and wife, Ken was overseas. If you're the children or the spouse of someone serving, you're all serving. I can't think of any folks who are greater than those Americans who serve. Barbara Mandrell, 73, performed regularly for U.S. troops. Husband, Ken Dudney, was a Navy pilot. We Inspire Others by Martina McBride. I got tons of mail about my song Independence Day, people telling me how it gave them the courage to leave a bad relationship. They felt like someone understood what they were going through, or they understood that it wasn't their fault. This song took on a life of its own. Independence Day peaked at number 10, which also taught me that songs are sometimes bigger than a chart number. Martina McBride, 55, has had 5 number one country singles. Even a Farm Boy Can Write an Anthem by Lee Greenwood. In 1983, I finally wrote the song that I wanted to write. I put down my feelings, my emotions, my beliefs, that I understand why America is a free country and how we should appreciate it. From that moment on, God Bless the USA became more than just my original piece of music. World events, international crises, Hurricane Katrina, and the attack on America in 2001 have made it something more. Event after event brought God Bless the USA and its refrain, and I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free, to the forefront and pushed me into a leading role to be America's patriot. I thought it was important that a farm boy from California could be a patriot. Lee Greenwood, 78, is on his 40 Years of Hits tour through the fall. Natural Beauty Abounds by Zac Brown. People have become disconnected from nature. An iPad is the standard babysitter for kids. But we're supposed to be scratched up from briars and getting our knees dirty. At my Camp Southern Ground, we take the devices away. We put people out in nature. There is so much power in putting people in a situation where they have to rely on each other. Zac Brown, 43, helped found a Georgia camp that serves young people and veterans. The Zac Brown Band is currently on tour. We Are Pro-Wholesome by Joe Bonsall of the Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys are very pro-America. We're very pro-God. We don't sing drinking or cheating songs. We're not good at it. A lot of people think of those things as country. There are enough people who do those songs, as told to Jeffrey Lee Puckett. The Oak Ridge Boys' latest album is Front Porch Singing. Bonsall is 74. It's About Community by Leanne Womack. In the small town in Texas where I grew up, there are dance halls that were built mostly by German or Czech immigrants. They were built as community centers, a gathering place. People would go there for meetings, like fraternal organizations, then hear some music on Saturday night and go to church there on Sunday morning. If you moved to this vast open place called Texas from Germany or Central Europe, you needed a place to feel like you belonged. A place to gather and eat, bring food from home and music from home. A sense of community and a sense of belonging. And this is where a lot of these German polka beats you came to hear in early Texas country music and blues and Tejano music came together. Leanne Womack, 55, is from Jacksonville, Texas. Over a 25-year career in music, she has won 6 Country Music Association awards. We Are Living the Dream by Rodney Crowell. I guess for some folks, the American dream is becoming rich and famous. For me, it was finding something I loved and could make a living from at the same time. Then, when I witnessed this screaming at 4 Brits on the Ed Sullivan Show, it registered with me that playing guitar and singing in a band was how you got a girl. My first teen rock and roll band wasn't very good, nor was its name, the Rolling Tones. Nearly 3 decades later, I met Claudia, who became my wife, on the set of a video for my song, Lovin' All Night. So I thank the Rolling Tones because of that band, I chased my dream. Rodney Crowell, 71, released the album Triage in 2021. A Vow for Democracy by Ronnie Dunn. Our democracy is not something that just shows up. It's something you have to work at, like a marriage. You don't just say, I do. We're still growing. Ronnie Dunn, 69, is the lead singer of the duo Brooks and Dunn. We Share What We Have by Amy Grant and Vince Gill. Amy, I have a friend who lives a simple life. She worked at a dress store. Every year she would give to my charity her bonus check of $10,000 and say, I feel like you're more in touch with the needs of everyday people. One year, a friend called from the emergency room. A little girl didn't have a coat. That's just one small example of where some of her money went. My friend loved the experience of helping people. She said, this is so much fun. When you decide to give, you look at the world differently. Vince, we get to feel better about ourselves through philanthropy. That is, to some degree, the point of all of this. We live in a world where it's easy to beat yourself up, but it feels better when you chip in, like Christmas, when you're giving gifts to your family. You want yours to be the one that they like the best. Amy Grant, 61, and husband Vince Gill, 65, are active philanthropists in Nashville. She oversees the Helping Hands Foundation, and for 27 years, he sponsored the Vinny Pro Celebrity Golf Invitational. The next article from AARP, the magazine, is called Changing Nashville. As America becomes more diverse, so does its music, by Alana Nash. Country music has traditionally been slow to acknowledge societal changes, and white performers have dominated the genre. Over the years, there have been a few stars of color, but in 2019, the real bomb dropped. I think it's pretty amazing, offers documentarian Ken Burns, that the number one country single of all time is by a gay black cowboy. Burns is referencing Old Town Road by Lil Nas X, a song that was then so controversial that the initial recording of the song was deemed outside the bounds of the genre and pulled from the country charts. It recharted soon after when Billy Ray Cyrus collaborated with Lil Nas X on a new version. Today, there is more diversity in country music than ever. Black artists include Jimmy Allen, Mickey Guyton, Kane Brown, who is biracial, Brittany Spencer, Willie Jones, and Breland. Gay artists including T.J. Osborne of the Brothers Osborne and Shelley Wright are also finding more acceptance. And Latino artists are expanding their country profiles beyond Freddie Fender, Johnny Rodriguez, and Rick Trevino, particularly with Alex Garrido and Kat Luna, known as Kat and Alex. When it comes to race, Beverly Keel, dean of the College of Media and Entertainment at Middle Tennessee State University, sees three main factors at work today. The industry has discovered that the audience will accept talented artists of color. The cultural effect of George Floyd's murder prompted a sort of racial reckoning in America. And Keel says there was an erroneous, widespread belief that African Americans weren't interested in making country music. Country did have a black radio star as far back as the late 1920s in DeFord Bailey, a harmonica player and mainstay of the Grand Ole Opry for nearly two decades. But with the exception of Charley Pride, who had a long and successful career, black artists would hit the charts in recent decades like pebbles in a pond rather than crashing waves. From the 70s through the 90s, only a few black musicians charted with singles. It wasn't until 2008 when Darius Rucker, the former lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, came over to country that Nashville had another bona fide black star. Don't Think I Don't Think About It made him the first African American to hit number one on the Billboard Country Singles chart since Pride in 1983. Still, Rucker remained alone as a modern black country hitmaker until 2018. That's when Jimmy Allen became the second black country artist to see his debut single, Best Shot, hit number one. In 2021, he won the Country Music Association Award for New Artist of the Year. From my vantage point, says Sarah Trahern, CEO of the Country Music Association, I see the industry expanding its own lands, which is allowing a more diverse range of stories to be told by artists from all backgrounds. Kane Brown might be the modern distillation of it all. His mother is white and his father is African-American and Cherokee. Raised by a single parent, he was sometimes homeless. Now he's a multi-platinum selling artist who made Time Magazine's list of the 100 most influential people last year. It's 2022. I think people are opening their eyes, ears, and hearts, Brown says. There is absolutely room to make more progress, but the truth is, this has always been a format with fans that looked and are diverse, but the industry hasn't always fully reflected that. I am hopeful that by the time my daughter is a little older, she sees herself when she looks at all areas of entertainment, including country music. For gay artists, the road has been similarly bumpy, but is starting to smooth out. In early 2021, T.J. Osborne came out saying, "I'm ready to put this behind me." In doing so, he became the first mainstream country artist to make such an announcement while in the prime of his career. Shelley Wright, best known for the singles Shut Up and Drive and Single White Female, took it on the chin when she came out in 2010. She says the distress over her sexuality and career nearly drove her to suicide. After the publication of her memoir, Like Me, Confessions of a Heartland Country Singer, the work dried up. By then, she was heavily into activism. In terms of black and brown people, are queer people, are gender non-binary folks in country music, Wright assesses, anyone who tells you that who you love or the experiences that you've had in the past shouldn't be high stakes for people either lacks an empathy bone or an education bone or just isn't paying attention. In 2019, Wright was surprised to be invited back to play the Grand Ole Opry House, where she had made many appearances before her career stalled. I can't tell you how that fed and watered my spirit. Last year, Trisha Yearwood made an Opry appearance with the out singer Brooke Eden, modifying the title of a Yearwood hit to She's in Love with the Girl. It was a little scary, Yearwood remembers. I didn't know how it would be received, but it's just time. The next article from AARP magazine, The Fans Testify. We ask some famous Americans and one pretty famous Brit to tell us why they love country music. Lester Holt. I was focused on becoming a radio disc jockey. That's all I really wanted when I was in high school. I managed to land my first job at a country and western station in Sacramento. I did a show on Saturdays and Sundays, midnight to 6 a.m. I didn't know much about country music, frankly, but I learned some appreciation. Later in life, especially during my years at the Today Show, I was able to do a lot of stories with country artists and really became a fan. An important part of what we do in the news business is stories that people can relate to. Country music also taps into something inside us that will ring familiar about our lives and how we see the world. Lester Holt, 63, is the anchor and managing editor of NBC Nightly News and the anchor of Dateline NBC. He also plays bass. Sissy Spacek. Loretta Lynn is a brilliant songwriter. She has no guise. There is nothing fake about her. And she came up at a time when country music needed her. She has been such an inspiration to so many artists, particularly women. She is inclusive. Everybody loves her. She is just full of love, and she is the most precious human being. Growing up in Texas, I was exposed to progressive country like Jerry Jeff Walker and Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt. The 60s and 70s were so rich for all kinds of music, and I dabbled in all of it. But I was naive about the roots of country music. It wasn't until I met Loretta and started to work with her and go to the Grand Ole Opry that I really listened to country music. Country music is a melting pot. It comes from all over. Its influence is deep, and it's so American. I believe that we need it to bring our country together. Sissy Spacek, 72, won an Oscar for her portrayal of Loretta Lynn in the 1980 film Coal Miner's Daughter and recorded the album Hanging Up My Heart in 1983. Senator Joni Ernst. I have a deep connection with Toby Keith's American Soldier because that was a song that was played when I got back home from my deployment as I led my company into the Red Oak High School in Montgomery County. We were in formation. Children were running down onto the floor to hug their moms and dads. The song was playing, and I will remember that time forever. I feel that country music is probably the one genre that has really spoken to those who have served. There are songs that make me want to pull off on the side of the road sometimes and cry because they talk about love of country. And sometimes they speak to the incredible loss that families have gone through. I don't know of any other genres that really talk about the patriotism and the pain that goes with wearing a uniform. Senator Joni Ernst, who turns 52 this month, is a Republican from Iowa. She also served as a company commander for the Iowa National Guard in Kuwait and Iraq during the Iraq War. Terry Bradshaw. My earliest recollection of music is when we went to my mother's parents' home, which was a farm in Wholesome, Louisiana. We had a battery-operated radio, and on Saturday nights, we would all gather in this little den. I would lie on the floor at my grandfather's feet and use his legs as a pillow, and we would listen to the Grand Ole Opry. Sometimes on Saturdays, us boys would climb in the wagon and the horses would take us on a gravel road or a dirt road and we'd go to Slim's Barbershop. Everybody, all the kids, the uncles, we'd all pile in there and they would have the Grand Ole Opry on in there and there would always be discussions like, man, that guy can sing. Two of my uncles were really good musicians. One of them I called Uncle Duck because he had blonde hair and he pulled it back like wings. He could play the guitar and he could sing. He had a beautiful voice. My other uncle, Cedric, was a really good guitar player and he had a beautiful voice. Occasionally, not often, but occasionally, they would sit on the front porch and play. My grandmother would be in her rocking chair. They'd sit there and play mostly ballads. You know what? I've been asked this a few times. If I could switch my life, what would I be? I'd want to write songs and perform because that's something you can do your entire life. Former NFL quarterback Terry Bradshaw, 73, has recorded country albums and continues to tour and perform. He's also an NFL analyst for Fox Sports and a co-host of Fox NFL Sunday and appears on the reality show The Bradshaw Bunch on E! Senator Tim Kaine, I grew up in Kansas City and taught myself to play the harmonica when I was about 13. In high school, a friend was really into Doc Watson. Mostly, I was listening to The Who and the Rolling Stones and groups like that, but we used to go to his house and listen to Doc Watson records. You don't have to be an operatic quality singer to convey emotion, and Doc's voice does that. It's just beautiful, and his playing is sort of mind-blowing. Now, I play with bluegrass bands all around Virginia. Last year, I co-wrote my first song and recorded it with some Nashville musicians with me doing the harmonica track. The group calls itself the Wahoo Springs Band just for this one song. It's a modern country tune called Self Unemployed. A friend and I wrote it together, so I got my first songwriting credit at age 64. Senator Tim Kaine, 64, is a Democrat from Virginia. Ringo Starr. I love country music because of where I came from in Liverpool. To this day, it is known as the country music capital of England. A lot of lads in my neighborhood who were in the Merchant Navy would go on ships to America and bring back country and western records and blues records. When I heard Hank Williams, I just loved his presence on the records. He started the ball rolling for me. Besides him, we have Merle Haggard, my hero. My favorite woman is Kitty Wells. I love her voice so much. Years ago, when we were 18, my friend Roy and I had the house. My mom and dad were going away. He was going to come over, and we were going to live together for 1 week and just play country music. That was the big plan of two 18-year-olds. I'm sure we would have had a drink as well, but anyway, we were going to play country music. I'm an emotional person, and there is a lot of emotion in country music. That's what got me hooked. In the Beatles days, I had to find songs to sing because I wasn't writing songs in the beginning. How great is Act Naturally? Buck Owens did it. I did it, and then we did it together in 1989. Buck was rock country. He was a forward guy. I just love that song. Ringo Starr, who turns 82 this month, sang a cover of the country song Act Naturally while with the Beatles. He also wrote the country-tinged Beatles song Don't Pass Me By. This summer, he is touring with his all-star band. Senator John Tester. I think country music is important for getting your mind in the right spot. At least it is for me. You can be stressed out, you turn on some country, and it tends to settle you right down. There are plenty of things in agriculture these days that could stress you out, from weather to bad crop prices. I think country music has some therapeutic value for folks in agriculture. But I'm not sure that country music doesn't have therapeutic value for folks all over. We in rural areas don't own the store on anxiety, for sure. Senator John Tester, 65, is a Democrat from Montana. He also runs his family's farm. Ken Burns. Country music is an extraordinary crossroads. It's one of the parents of rock and roll. It was just such an important story for us to tell. The strength of the art is in the fact that everything has been absorbed by country music, and every other thing has absorbed parts of country music to its liking. The Beatles did the Buck Owens tune. Ray Charles, when he was given the first opportunity to have creative control over an album, issued modern sounds in country and western music. What I understood from country music was that there is only us. There is no them. We are all in this together. None of us get out of this alive. And we need each other, and we need the music that we sing to each other to survive. Filmmaker Ken Burns, 68, released his 8-part series, Country Music, in 2019. You have been listening to Senior Living on Al Radio. You can listen to Al Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.alradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed at 9 this evening. I'm Chrissy Mernon, saying goodbye from Al Radio.